Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to be sharing some of our favorite songs about animals. But first, some new music.
That is a little bit of One More Year, the lead track from The Slow Rush, the newest and fourth album from Tame Impala. Greg, you and I were super excited when this band burst out of Perth, Australia in the mid-2000s. They were guests on the show. When I say they, I'm really talking about Kevin Parker and occasionally some help. A classic bedroom auteur, a sonic craftsman. They were on the show in 2013, episode 503. We both put Lonerism on our top tens in 2012. We've been following eagerly everything that Mr. Parker has given us. Working in the past with Dave Fridman, he was obviously a fan of the Flaming Lips, their longtime producer. Coming from that general space and then growing over three albums and then a long delay.
Yes.
Going on 5 years since we've gotten new music from Kevin Parker. Now here we have The Slow Rush. Let's play a track from it. We'll come back and give our opinions in a minute. This is It Might Be Time, indeed, Mr. Parker, on Sound Opinions.
It might be time to face it.
It might be time from the new Tame Impala record, The Slow Rush. The Slow Rush, it's well-named because it was slow in making it. And that's fine. Kevin Parker is known as a guy who will obsess and obsess some more over his recordings and spending his time in the studio.
A Sound Opinions record, that 2013 live taping of them in the studio, the longest sound check in
goodness.
The history of this show.
My God. He wants everything perfect, and you get the sense that this record was taken to the hilt when it came to perfection. You know, there's a lot of beautiful sounds on this record. I mean, there are some exquisite production, layers and layers of production. You know, it is the quote-unquote cliche headphone record, right? Put that on and you're going to hear, your head is going to be swimming with details. But as much as I admire what Kevin Parker can do in the studio, I got to say I am unmoved by this record.
Mm-hmm.
I was absolutely thrilled by the first two Tame Impala records. The third one, I thought he started to make the changeover to a more keyboard synth-heavy sound and much more influenced by R&B and contemporary pop music, bringing in a lot of those influences. Nothing wrong with that. I do sort of miss the guitars. I do miss the tension that he was able to create in the studio with those psychedelic soundscapes.
Because he's an extraordinary guitarist.
Oh, my goodness. He's a multi-instrumentalist, truly gifted musician. And I love touches like that, what he calls the Gregorian Robot Choir on that song One More Year that we played at the top.
Yeah.
He is a huge Supertramp fan, as he acknowledged to us, and you can hear it on those stabbing keyboards on that It Might Be Time track. But then you get something like Instant Destiny, which to me is his attempt at sort of a pop soul kind of vibe. You know, when they talk about yacht rock, this is what I think of.
Yeah.
Let's go on the yacht. Let's put on that new Tame Impala record. It won't bother anyone.
And you have to be wearing a white cravat while you're on the yacht.
So I don't know what happened to Mr. Parker. I love him as an idea. Again, those first two records are great, but I just am unmoved by this record.
I agree. This is a horrible record. It is only March as we record, and yet this is a contender for the Turkey Shoot of the Year. Maybe the Turkey Shoot of the decade. I went back to our reviews of Currents. I liked it more than you, but I was making the comparison to him really coming into his own as a Brian Wilson-like pop orchestrator.
Yeah.
Because Currents had the songs. The Slow Rush has no songs. It's as if this entire record was recorded under a 6-foot layer of gauze. You know, the vocals are gauzy, the melodies are non-existent. And then I went back to some interviews he had done, for that last album. And he said it was inspired by driving around Hollywood high on magic mushrooms, listening to the Bee Gees.
Mm.
No good.
Not your favorite group.
No. And he means the disco Bee Gees. And now he's added that. He thinks he's gotten closer to perfecting that. But he also says he wants to be Max Martin, the Swedish super producer.
Yeah, you could hear it.
Craftsman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But hey, man, Max Martin produces records that have melodies.
Hooks.
Hooks galore.
Gigantic hooks.
Kevin Parker has just disappeared into his own belly button. When he sings on that track we just played, It Might Be Time, you ain't as cool as you used to be. Hey, I'm sorry, Kevin, but you ain't.
That is a track called Violence from the new Grimes record, Miss Anthropocene. Claire Boucher, a Vancouver-raised artist who emerged with a couple of records in 2010, got signed to 4AD, a big signing for them, and came out with the album Visions in 2012, which won a Juno Award in her native Canada. She started out as a bedroom artist, making all these sounds on her computer, vocals, etc. She continues to run the self-contained Grimes empire. She composes, performs, produces, handles all the artwork. The apex of that was Art Angels in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Swung harder in the direction of pop music, a nod to what was going on at the pop charts, but again, putting her own spin on it. It was one of the best albums of 2015, as far as I was concerned, and I believe you, Jim,
were
very high on
and
that record.
And she was challenging the hand that had championed her, saying Mariah Carey is as inventive in her way as Animal Collective.
Right, right. Now we have the follow-up to Art Angels 5 years later, Miss Anthropocene. Here's a track from it. It's called You'll Miss Me When I'm Not Around, from Grimes on Sound Opinions.
I shall myself yesterday. Yeah.
Miss Me When I'm Not Around, Grimes on Miss Anthropocene. This is a dense and complicated and multi-layered record, Greg. You know, the first couple of times I was listening, I was not paying attention to the lyrics initially and was just getting lost in these, as usual, dense, enveloping, sometimes sensual, sometimes threatening soundscapes that she is so good at creating. Mostly electronic, and then a sudden shift in the middle of the record when the acoustic guitar comes in. It's like, wow, all right, what is she doing? This, it turns out, is a concept record. Miss Anthropocene is a character of Earth. Goddess Earth, the goddess of climate change. And Grimes, as usual, is playing a role, much like Bjork, I think an obvious role model, taking on different personas. She is this, like, manga superheroine who wants to behead with a giant sword bigger than her those who would destroy this planet. At the same time, again, and the lyrics are sparse, right? It's as much you get the feeling of the stories from the music as the words. At the same time, let's face it, you know, if you or I were lucky enough to drive a Ferrari, it might be nice to take it up to 110 around the racetrack, right? So it is this, and relationships can be like that.
Yeah.
They can be toxic, but they can also be very alluring. So when is Grimes talking about relationships and romance, and when is she talking about Mother Earth being destroyed by, let's face it, it would be fun to be able to fly to the moon or drive that race car, right? It's a really complicated record that rewards the time you spend with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think this record, you know, is experimental. I mean, she could have done a follow-up to Art Angels, and I think everybody would have been thrilled with that.
Oh, there was so much there.
Yeah, and then you put this on, and you kind of go, the first few tracks are kind of, you go, this is almost like a clubby instrumental record.
Oh, yeah, but
as you said, the vocals are very buried in the mix.
But the thing I forgot is musically, which I haven't seen people talking about, a really straightforward, emphasized Middle Eastern vibe.
Yeah, there's a lot of exotica on here. The Bollywood song, you know, there's references to like acid house. There's an Eastern accent on a bunch of these songs as well. You know, the tracks that sort of jump out. To me, it flows together in a way that's really alluring. And then when she hits you with one of those gigantic hooks, like in a song like "Violence" that we just played, or 4 a.m. or "My Name Is Dark." They really jump out at you in a really inventive way that makes it feel seamless, and yet at the same time, you feel these pop elements creeping through. That track we just played, "You'll Miss Me When I'm Not Around," I keep going back to that track because I just think that is so inventive. You know, I figured out, you know, I read some interviews, you know, it's a song about an angel committing suicide. You know, it's a pop song, but it's
what
a really strange one. It's got this great bass groove that she played, apparently, these intersecting vocal lines in it. It's a sweet song, and then it's got this weirdness and menace to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of encapsulates her appeal. You can't quite put your finger on exactly what's going on all the time. And I really like that. I mean, you talk about a subversive pop artist, she is it. Jim and I are high on this Grimes record, Miss Anthropocene. We were, neither one of us really liked that Tame Impala record.
We just played it, and I've already forgotten Tame Impala.
And now I got to throw it out to the listeners. What do you think of the new music from Tame Impala and Grimes? Give us a call at 888-859-1800 with your opinions and why. Coming up, we have some fun exchanging some of our all-time favorite songs about animals. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Broken glass is shining.